Minnesota. It's 9 to noon on your home for Vikings football, FM 100.3 The Fan. Veronica Rodriguez with her technical mastery on site from the exclusive Will Family Perch. Ryan Donaldson guides the show back at FM 100.3 The Fan. Eric Nordquist has the day off. Ben Lieber is the co-host for the first couple of hours. I'm Paul Allen. And now we are happy to be joined by the president and co-owner of the Minnesota Vikings, Mr. Mark Will from the exclusive Will Family Perch overlooking Minnesota Vikings minicamp.
Welcome back to the perch.
It's not exclusive
great
to thing. You.
Not at all.
Well, you could throw a cot up here and just like sleep here and call. It's exclusive for us and everybody else, but for you it's like a third home, right?
Well, we love having you guys here. It's great to be here.
Thank you. What's new in your world these days?
A lot of great things going on, and it's great seeing the team out here in minicamp, and Coach Zim's doing his usual teaching and getting them ready for a training camp in a few weeks, so that's exciting. Took a little walk through the stadium yesterday, which is so exciting. Unbelievable how amazing it's going to be for the fans.
What excites you most?
The features, but I mean, the ETFE roof, that household name ETFE is going to be on everyone's lips by the end of the season. You walk in there in the middle of the day, and it feels like you're in an outdoor environment, even though you're indoors. And,
yeah.
and those large pivoting doors and the scoreboards and the purple seats everywhere and the field going down. I mean, there's so much stuff to stimulate your eyesight. It's unbelievable.
You know, your announcer, yours truly, likes to get into the most controversial questions possibly when you do an interview, correct?
Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to ask you a weird question that I've been thinking about, and I wonder if you think about it. You know the panels on the West End? That rotate and open and, you know, bring the outside indoors.
Right.
Is there a proper way to describe that? I call them panels.
Pivoting doors.
Pivoting doors. Thank you. If it's like a beautiful day outside, say it's in September or whatever, yet it's a little breezy, will there be conversations between ownership, general manager, coaching staff, stuff like that, as to exactly what weather conditions need to transpire for the pivoting doors to be open?
The conversation will be, hey, coach, what gives us our best chance to win?
Right.
And that's where we'll go.
But, I mean, you being behind not only the idea but the funding of it and everything, I mean, it's are there ever going to be, like, times that you're worried about looking at it going, geez, we never opened these. Did we really need them?
Again, we want to have the best fan experience. That's what we want to have. So at least we have that option if we want to do it. There are going to be other events there, all these concerts and all the soccer match we're going to have August 3rd. There's so many different things that are going on that people will be able to enjoy it. So that it's there, it's important, and it'll let the fans in. It's going to be a great experience.
No matter what we
do. All right, call me a typical guy where I like bright, shiny things, right? I like electronics. I'm not a techie guy, but the one thing that I'm excited to see in the new stadium compared to the old Metrodome is those scoreboards, those jumbotrons that you talked about. Have you seen those in action, and how beautiful are those going to be?
So clear. 4D ready, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the most realistic visual I've ever seen in any stadium. I mean, I don't want to overhype it, but when fans see it, they're gonna say, wow.
Well, I remember I the last time I was in the stadium, we did a walkthrough with KFan was back in July, so almost a year ago. And we were walking through, and everything was just kind of framed out. Cranes are still in the middle of the field. And one of the guys from the Mortensen group said, he's like, I want you to stop right there. I said, what? He goes, now look up. And I looked up, and there was this big steel frame that went around, the big opening. He goes, that's the small jumbotron that's going to be there. Hmm. And I was blown away by the immense size to scale of my body in this thing. Looking back at the Metrodome where we played, I'm like, those things were like small, like small black and white TV sets compared to what these things are going to be.
Ben, we're going to get some of those grainy images of some of your picks and tackles and throw them up on the screen so you get a little feeling of being in the game, you know?
We have that big spot soccer match, and you have Metallica, and you have some things transpiring.
Luke Bryan,
before you play the Chargers in late August. Are you going to attend all of those events to kind of get – because if you go to a Metallica concert – I want to sit next to the Will family, if that's possible. I'm not even a big Metallica fan. I just know you'll have really good seats.
You're going to stump me on a Metallica quiz. Luke Bryan, maybe I have a chance, but
yeah.
I don't know about Metallica.
But you got to go in there and listen to the acoustics and everything,
that's
don't
true.
You?
That's true. They're going to knock the roof. I mean, I don't want to say
obligation.
Knock the roof off the place, but it's going to be loud and it's going to be boisterous. So
what if they're so loud and wild that the – is it ETFE?
That's it.
Let's just call it Etfe. It makes it sound more exotic. The Etfe is damaged by the base or something like that. Are you concerned, Mr. Wilk?
Not concerned. We did it. Morrison and the whole team did a great job, so we feel real good about the building. We'll be all right. Everyone can go in there and enjoy it.
Mark Wilk, president, Minnesota Vikings, exclusive Wilk Family Perch, Vikings minicamp underway.
Are you kind of like everybody else? I know this, that you're in much more the business mode than I think a lot of us fans are, but do you get caught up in this, in the slow build excitement to the football season where they'll conclude with practice out here, they'll have this 5-week window off, and then everything starts to slowly happen for the team and the season? Do you get as excited as the fans do, even though you're in a more of a business role?
We've been fans of football our whole life, and it never gets old and it never gets dull. It's as exciting as ever. I mean, you know it. Comes that season and the calendar and the summer starts and you're starting to think about getting down to Mankato. It's a few weeks away, and just a little taste of this here at mini camp and seeing the guys run around, and it's very exciting. So that never ends. In fact, I think it grows. I mean, what Coach Zim's built and his coaching staff and Rick Spielman and the guys and just the type of young people and players we have here are great representatives of the Vikings, and they're great players, and we're building a good team here.
When you guys purchased this team a decade and change ago and you rolled into it, you know, we were in the Metrodome, then you ran at TCF Bank Stadium, now you have US Bank Stadium. Is there any time to smell the roses? Because you've just been through so much to get to this moment, which is right in front of you now, that is just kind of weird, you know what I mean?
Well, we're running a mile a minute over here all the time. Things are always moving. And honestly, we're smelling the roses every single day these past 12 years, because to be involved owning a professional football team and being involved in this, it really is a dream come true for myself and our family, and just seeing it grow. And we have such a great staff and football people, business people. I mean, we're excited every day. So, yeah, we're going to smell the roses, but we try to smell them every day here because a lot of good things are happening.
As president of the team, the business side of it obviously is something with which you have to deal pretty much 24/7. The actual games, you know, even the preseason games, when we play Cincinnati and then San Diego here in late August, then you go to Nashville to start the 2016 season. How exhilarating are the actual games for you, where you don't have to think about U.S. Bank Stadium, the Egan facility, and just all the business stuff? You can completely release yourself from that, right?
Well, we want to win a championship so badly here. I know how badly our fans want it, and alumni and players and coaches, and the players and the team is working so hard for it, so the games are very exciting. We just want to build a winner. That's all we're about, and that's whatever we have to do to provide the resources for our guys to do that. We want to make sure that happens. So the games are super exciting. Hey, the losses are very tough, but the wins are exhilarating, so that's what keeps us in it.
Last couple for the president.
Well, this is kind of stepping out of Vikings mode here. 12 years you guys have been in ownership, so you guys know the NFL now. I mean, you guys have been in the business, you've been in those meetings, and now I think you guys have a strong voice as far as your opinions about where the league and the health is going. And on that front, what is your opinion and take on the kind of the controversial move that the Raiders would go from Oakland into Las Vegas?
We're going to look and see what the proposal is. Nothing's been proposed formally to us at this point. And, you know, we want to have successful partners. We got a lot of support from other teams when we went through our stadium effort. And if that's what the Raiders and the league decide that this is a good opportunity, then we're open to hearing about it and supporting. We want to support our partners. We want all fans that are all over the country to have the great experience that we're going to have here in U.S. Bank Stadium. So we're certainly open to listening to it and evaluating it. And if that's the best move for the Raiders and for the league, then we're certainly going to be supportive of it.
You ever get your counterpart for other teams, San Diego, Jacksonville, whatever, calling you up saying, U.S. Bank Stadium, how'd you do it? How'd you get that thing done?
Sure. When we went through our process, we spoke to the 49ers or the Cowboys or Indy on their new stadiums, and we're doing the same for teams like the Chargers and others that are looking at new venues. And in Atlanta, we've given tours. Listen, 24/7, we're partners, except for those 3 hours on game day. And we have 31 great partners, and we're proud to be part of the NFL. it's the premier brand in sports, and I think our fans know it, and we can't wait to bring home a winner. Like I say, that's what drives us every minute.
Do you miss your emerging play-by-play career that started years ago at Princeton University?
I would never compete with PA, ever, ever.
I'm not worried about you, with all due respect, because you're settled in as team president. How many sons do you have, and are they both here?
I have my sons, Stephen and Andrew, here, and I have a son, Daniel, and Rachel, yeah, back home. So.
Yeah, the sons that are on the exclusive Wilf perch right now.
That's right.
Those are the ones that are coming after the announcer's money, right?
Keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Yes. High five. Thank you. Mark Wilf, president of Minnesota Vikings. Thank you very much. We are from the exclusive Wilf family perch, Ben Lieber and Paul Allen. With the 5-week break, Ben, what would you do, or what do you think are some keys for